This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's health department plans to shut down all of its remaining COVID-19 testing sites. The move will affect 20 drive-through and walk-in clinics in Denver, Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, and other cities. The state says testing sites have seen lower and lower turnout as most people shift to at-home COVID tests. The closures begin January 15th. One of three Denver police officers who fired shots into a crowd and left six people injured in downtown Denver last July has been indicted by a grand jury. CPR's Lucretia Wembley.
Brandon Ramos faces 14 felony and misdemeanor counts of assault, prohibited use of a weapon, and reckless endangerment, according to court records. One of the shooting victims, Bailey Alexander, says she was relieved to learn about the charges, but still struggles to feel safe.
Almost any time I leave the house and go do something, that's on the back of my mind of like, where am I going? Is it safer than, you know, downtown bars?
Ramos served at least 3 years with the Denver Police and had no prior shooting incidents. He is currently suspended without pay. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
In downtown Denver this afternoon, horses and cattle and other participants in the National Western Stock Show Parade. The parade is set to start at noon. There will be closed streets and maybe traffic delays in Denver's lower downtown. The parade to begin the stock show is an annual tradition, but it was canceled the past 2 years because of the pandemic and bad weather. The stock show runs for about 2 weeks at the stock show complex just north of downtown. Denver and the Front Range have highs today close to 40. Around the metro area, a chance for snow tomorrow. This is CPR News.